Thank y'all so much. Y'all fucking raise hell. Y'all are great. This has been, I gotta tell you the truth. We set up to do this thing, it was like a big experiment. It's like, we're gonna go out, we're gonna try this thing, we're gonna do these different songs, we're gonna try to turn down, we're gonna bring out a bunch of new shit, we're gonna try it out on people, and they're either gonna love it or they're gonna hate it. And if they hate it, they'll raise hell and act like they hate it. But y'all have been so fantastic, and this tour has truly been my favorite tour we've ever been on in all these years. And we've been on the road for a long motherfucking time. And tonight's one of my favorite Survivors. Thank you. Bless you so much. Hold on. We love you, baby. We're going to play one we've never played ever before. That's okay. We've practiced it a couple times. We haven't played in front of anybody, and so we're going to try this out tonight. Well, yeah, I know, I'm so too. So, we were on the road last summer as an opening act on this tour, and we were playing all these shows, and we ended up in Florida, and these guys came to see us that had just gotten back from Afghanistan and Iraq, and they were like highly decorated veterans, and one of them in particular.
They're the guys you want watching your house when you're out of town.
Yeah, absolutely. And all three of them had just come back, but one of them had a hard time adjusting in life back home, and so he was going back, and his friends were kind of upset about it. And we they came to see us and sent word to us, and we ended up having them backstage, and we hung out with them for a while, and the bottle was passed around, and stories were told, and some of the stories they told were absolutely terrifying and horrific.
Theirs were better than ours.
And so I started thinking about, even if you think what you're doing is the right thing, sometimes it still takes its toll on your soul, no matter what happens to you. And I wanted to write the song, and I didn't want it in any way to be condescending to those guys, because they're fucking, you know, they're out there working for us. And my politics and theirs weren't necessarily the same. In fact, as the liquor flowed, they proceeded to tell me how different their politics were from mine. But I'll stand by what I wrote in this song no matter what. This one's called That Man I Shot. So it's brand new. We've never played this in front of an audience before, and y'all can let us know what you think. Here we go.